Just a bit of the background, you go back 3 or 4 weeks, you might remember, I think it was Bob Manning in the studio at the time, a call came in from a gentleman saying, I can't use me cash down at the buyback shop. And I think a whole lot of people pricked their ears up. They didn't know anything about this. What's going on? Oh, well, we're not going to accept cash down there. We're not going to accept cash at the libraries, etc. Well, what a bite back we had from people out in the community saying, hang on a minute, it's legal tender. What do you mean you won't take cash anymore? What's this cashless society, ratbaggery, etc.? And then it transpired that the decision had not been actually made by our elected representatives, which was another shock to the system. Nobody realised that the chief executive had the authority, had the power to do, well, such a wide-ranging change. So what happened? The next meeting, of course, you might remember, there were people turning up at the council meeting, significant numbers. They were asked to leave, if I remember rightly. But now, I'm just looking at this, there was a very significant turn-up today, I understand, down at the council chambers for this decision. Now, it was tipped to be go down to the wire, actually. Very interesting indeed. In fact, there were some doubts expressed just as recently as a week or so ago that that this matter would be overturned. Now, I'm going to cross directly to... Is he set to go? Yes, he is. I've got Brett Olds on the line down there at the council chambers. He's the Division 9 councillor. Brett Olds, good morning.
G'day, mate. You've got a very happy councillor on the line.
Has common sense prevailed, Brett Olds?
Amen. It has. Common sense, in my opinion, has prevailed. And I've got to thank everyone in the community that stood up. It's always a beautiful thing when the community stands together for something either they want or something they're against. Because when they stand up, that's where the power is.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened 36 hours ago, and I spoke to you just yesterday, but 36 hours ago, I honestly didn't know. I probably thought we were going to lose the vote, and if the vote had happened last month, we would have. But something changed. I think the community, they got into the hearts and minds of my colleagues, and I tell you what, Councillor James, the Deputy Mayor, he got with Brett Moller, and they wrote, I was just going to write up an alternate motion and saying, go back to the way it was, you know, real simple, just keep it simple. He wrote up a really comprehensive amendment to the motion, which he sent around at 5:30 yesterday afternoon to us councillors, said, here, guys, I think we should do this because it listens to the officers, some of the concerns they had, but still it brings cash back to every facility, or all the facilities we got. And all the councils voted unanimously. We got 10 out of 10. And I would have put money against that two days ago. So, mate, it was really fantastic. We've only got 50 seats or 48 seats or something in the gallery, but we had about 60 people. That thing left people up before they knew. So it was standing room only. It was fantastic. Yeah. We had people flew up from Brisbane for this. There were 70 people downstairs.
Hell.
So they opened the civic reception rooms and put it on TV live streaming.
Yes.
And you should have heard the cheers and the tears. And I had this beautiful old lady come up to me afterwards. I've never met her before. And she said, Councillor, my husband died just a few months ago and he was all about cash. This means the world to me. And she was bawling, and I'm like, it was beautiful.
Wow.
It was
awesome. Were people hugging as well?
Hugging, yeah. I got about 20 cuddles, and I was built for cuddles. it was really beautiful. Everyone applauded. It was thrilled. And like I said, it was all 10 of the councillors. The elected council got that to say, and everyone, you know, like you said, I think common sense won the day. The overwhelming majority of people want the choice to be able to use cash or card if they want. So, no, and thank you for all your help too, John. You've been on top of this since day one. Probably, it was probably 2 or 3 months ago we started talking about this. And, there's been lots of conversations.
Do you know, the point you made about this being a huge win for our community and for common sense, it's so true. Listen, I'm just hoping now from this win, we as a community will be emboldened and prepared to say to their elected representatives, we want better. We need more. And this could be a real turning point for our community. As you know, Brett, we've got big challenges out there at the moment, huge challenges. And we just need the strengthening of our local government to representatives. And the fact that they've turned around here and listened to the community screaming out for help, hopefully that will see them tuning in more closely to other matters which have become very prominent in recent times.
I think you're 100% on the money, and I think we're in for some good news too in the next few days or a week on another issue that the community got up in arms about that I think they're going to get a win on, which I spoke to you about last Tuesday. I thought I'd get in trouble about the tenant tax. I think that's going to be gone. So, and again, that's the community standing up and just having their say, and not just the emails and the petitions and everything else, but calling up and in the streets when you see us councillors walking around the shopping centres and stuff, The amount of people that come up and say, hey, you know, I just want to let you know my opinion on this is such and such. Just by doing that, yes. it sinks in. Oh. And I love this level of government. Local government is the best, I think. The rubber meets the road. It's where you can have access to the people. They can have access to you. And today just proves that we listen. Mm. And one voice, one person can make a difference. Frankie Hogan went out and started doing that petition all on her own and got all these small businesses behind her. It's like people sometimes like, oh, it's too hard. It's too much money, one person. Mm. She's just showing what one person has the ability to do. And but the media got behind it too. The Cairns Post, you, maybe even ABC Far North has had it on. It's been really great. So yeah. Thanks, mate. I'm happy today, and I'm going to pop some champagne tonight with with a few mates.
And congratulations to Frankie Hogan. I'm sure that would be echoed right across North Queensland today. That's a wonderful effort, really wonderful effort. Brett, I've got to leave you. I'm running out of time, but thank you for support for our community right through this matter. You've been really strong on it. Congratulations.
Cheers, mate. You have a great day.
What a big win. What a big win. So, cashless society? Certainly not yet.